This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden meets Thursday with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on a European trip that includes high-level talks with other Western heads of state and a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The world will be watching how Biden and Johnson will interact Thursday afternoon after past disagreements on policies, including Brexit, the United Kingdom's decision to leave the European Union, which the Obama, then Biden administration opposed. Biden kicked off his United Kingdom visit Wednesday with remarks to U.S. troops stationed at the Royal Air Force Mildenhall in Suffolk. The military base is used almost exclusively by American soldiers. Biden thanked the troops, noting the sacrifices that service members and their families have made. The president's main agenda in the U.K. is to attend the G7 summit, a meeting of the world's seven most advanced democracies, the United States, Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. News reports say the United States is set to buy a half billion more doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to share globally. According to people familiar with the plan, President Biden later today will announce the administration's going to buy 500 million doses for sharing through the global COVAX alliance. The announcement comes after the White House unveiled plans to start sharing America's existing vaccine surplus with other nations. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, for additional information on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland warning Wednesday that ransom-motivated cyber attacks are getting worse and worse. His words echoing other Biden administration officials who have sounded the alarm about the problem in recent weeks. The Attorney General's warning during a Senate hearing on the Justice Department's 2022 budget request followed a pair of high-profile ransomware attacks over the past month that have rattled the U.S. national security and law enforcement establishment and sparked calls for beefed-up cyber defenses. Officials in Afghanistan said Wednesday gunmen assaulted the office of an international charity clearing landmines in the country, killing at least 10 people, injuring more than a dozen others. The overnight attack on Britain's base Halo's Trust Camp occurred in the embattled northern Baghlan province, a scene of fierce fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents. A Taliban spokesman denied its involvement, saying the area where the horrifying assault took place was not controlled by the insurgents. The deadly attack on the Afghan D-miners came as the Taliban have intensified battleground operations across the country, capturing more than 14 districts since the United States and its NATO allies began pulling out troops from Afghanistan in early May. The foreign troop drawdown is expected to be completed by September the 11th, a deadline set by President Biden in April to end nearly 20 years of U.S. involvement in the Afghan war. A Moscow court has outlawed the organization founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremists. The latest move in a campaign to silence dissent, and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. The ruling sends a tough message a week before President Putin holds a summit with President Biden in Geneva. The Moscow City Court's ruling effectively prevents people associated with Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and many others to run for the parliament. Authorities say a five-story building being demolished in southern Korea collapsed Wednesday, sending debris falling onto a bus, killing four people on board. Authorities are continuing to investigate that incident. For more news, please join us at voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.